Assisted suicide is currently illegal in Wisconsin. A bill dubbed Death with Dignity has been introduced in the last six legislative sessions, but never passed. The authors are both Democrats who believe a terminally ill person of sound mind should be able to ask their doctor for lethal doses of painkillers. Representative Frank Boyle of Superior says polls have shown people want a choice when it comes to end-of-life issues, and the Oregon court case could affect his efforts to legalize assisted suicide in Wisconsin.
The bill that Senator Risser and I introduced is the exact duplicate of the legalized version of the bill in Oregon, with the same protection, the same requirements. So we're kind of waiting to see what the Supreme Court does.
The federal government has argued that controlled substances like narcotics can't legally be used for assisted suicide. It's a position that Wisconsin Right to Life supports, but which two previous courts rejected. The group's director, Barbara Lyons, notes the Supreme Court has a new member and hopes that could make all the difference.
Court observers are absolutely intrigued as to how Chief Justice John Roberts will react to this case, whether he will say anything at oral arguments, and whether that will indicate how he might vote on this very, very important case.
The case before the U.S. Supreme Court is Gonzalez versus Oregon. Justices will decide whether the federal government can preempt Oregon's assisted suicide law. In a recent case involving medical marijuana, the High Court ruled that federal laws can trump state statutes. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.